have a fairly lengthy written executive officer's report, and I won't elaborate on that other than to give you the opportunity to ask any questions on any of the articles in the written report. In addition, Board Member Gant requested an update on the status of our enrollment clinics and where we're at with enrollment related to the cannabis program. So Case and Grady of our staff put together some of the numbers. So we've held...
In my direction, so I'd like a monthly report on that. Just every executive director, just what are the numbers?
Happy to do that.
Thank you.
Would you like that as part of the written report or as part of the oral report?
Probably a written report so that we can track program
Great.
Effectiveness.
And so in your agenda package is the list of agenda items for the next three board meetings, and at the April meeting we plan to have an informational item on the status of the implementation of the cannabis order. So that'll replace the executive officer's report for April, but thereafter I can do a written report for you.
Okay.
So briefly, we've held as of the end of, well, as of today, we've held a total of six clinics throughout the region, one in Sonoma County, two in Mendocino County, one in Humboldt County, and two in Trinity County. We have 10 more clinics scheduled over the next 2 weeks. We've had over 200 folks participating, coming to those clinics. In 2015, we held a total of, or we participated in almost 40 outreach events. So that was both leading up to the adoption of the order and since the adoption of the order. We've had close to 2,000 participants who came to those various outreach events. The point is we've done a lot of outreach. You already knew that. With regard to enrollment, we have a total of 16 enrollments to date, but based on the participation at these enrollment clinics, there was a lot of information that needs to be completed, so most people were using those clinics to kind of get understanding of which tier to enroll in. So we're expecting a lot of enrollments coming in over the next couple of weeks, but at this point it's only 16. And that's it. Happy to answer any questions you have.
Any other questions? Okay, I will take up board member requests for future agenda items.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I would like to see, there is a site in Greaton which I've asked about for many years, and I would like to see within 30 days from staff back to this board in a written format from you, Matt, what exactly are we doing on that site? What exactly is the plan to clean up that site? What exactly is our regulatory options, both enforcement and otherwise?
And just to be clear, that's the Sell Turner site.
That is correct.
Sorry, Sell Turner site.
That's correct. I've had multiple people in Greaton ask me about that site.
Yep.
And we are far beyond time to move on that site.
I will be happy to provide that written report within 30 days.
I would further like to ask, though, as a future agenda item, that we hear from cleanup staff about how they are prioritizing cleanup sites. Okay?
We will agendize that for an upcoming board meeting.
That's fine. Appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, Matt, I have just a why are we doing it to ourselves question, but looking at the handout you gave us, the agenda for May 12th is quite extensive, and the agenda for June 16th is virtually nil. Why are we trying to get so much done in one day? Should that be a two-day event? And are there things that can be moved to an agenda that is less packed? I'm just thinking of the attentiveness of the board and, you know, trying to give people their due that are coming before us.
So when we put together these projections, it's just that. It's a projection. It's what we're shooting for. But there's always changes. And if we are, if it's looking like indeed we're on track for all of these items, then definitely I would be coming back and suggesting a two-day meeting or postponing items that are not time critical. So
one problem of unintended consequences in completing our management goals, I've obviously made that a very clear direction of the board. They weren't ready in some of the earlier meetings, so it all starts to get in May and June. But my problem is if we let it slip past there and anything goes wrong, we've lost it for another whole year. And some of these things we've lost now 2 years running, and I don't intend to lose it this year. So we may have to go for more meetings or something, but that's part of what the desire to complete something that we should be able to complete this year. The pressures then didn't want to do it right away, so then it all starts hitting in May. And I agree with you on the stacking up, but I'm less essential items maybe can be postponed, but I don't want to lose. We started with, you know, March and April last year in some of these items, and then it got postponed, and then it got postponed, well, and we lost it. So I'm trying to balance that in your comments really well.
Well, I appreciate, you know, items that require an action that may be time sensitive, but looking at, for example, information items and looking at today where, you know, we very well could be done within an hour, and I'm here for the day. And, you know, when I'm here, I'd rather use that time as opposed to loading it up and just it becomes tedious. And
yes.
I'm just not as responsive as I want to be.
Chairman? So of these items in May, you mentioned there's things that have been – this is the newbie question. So what things have been carried on for a long time that we are just dragging that need to be addressed?
Well, I've been trying to – it's what I said. I want to keep the Russian River TMDL on. We have our regular work, and then we got the Russian River TMDL. We don't want to lose that. We don't want to lose Elk, and there's sequencing issues with Green Diamond and Humboldt Redwood. And then, of course, we want the Smith River, which to me is an easy one to knock off, and we ought to put it up very early and just get it done. And then we have, of course, our climate change, and we're going to have to tweak in the cannabis. So what happens is when I make those, then stuff stacks up. I don't really care. I'm pretty open to changing it, and I like having a full meeting on some of this stuff, especially some of the information. I'm just was trying to say keeping things going is more challenging than you might think, and staff is trying to balance out different items as well. But I don't like having a meeting where everything's jam-packed into it, because what will happen is there will be a postponement because someone doesn't get the work done if there's too many plates in the air. So I could work with the executive director on trying to find a way to better balance it and take the board comments as well taken. Any other board member requests for future agenda items? This is actually board member requests for less future agenda items in May. We can have a new item, more equitable distribution of agenda items. Any other items of interest, Matt St. John, and then I want to get back to the one remaining item.
I don't have any other items of interest.
Okay, and I assume we have nothing for executive session. Is that correct?
For closed session, correct, nothing.
Okay, so we are now down to item 3, the general waste discharge requirement conditional waiver for wine, beverage, and food processing. Where are we?